Hi, everybody, and welcome again to Radio English on Sunday. This is Bruce.
And this is Peter. By the way, this is a program I favor. I like very best.
So do I. I like working with you, and I like teaching all these interesting lessons. This is not ABC English. This is at a level you would read at a newspaper or higher. So I guess we could call this an advanced English radio program. Today in Unit 12, we're going to visit the romantic city of Paris.
Paris. Oh, this is Paris, the 法文发音.
I hope so. Paris, France, and the Louvre, the world's best museum.
也就是罗浮宫这个地方我去过。
You did.
Yeah, I've been there before, yes.
I envy you.
Oh, yeah, I hope that I may have another chance to visit the same old place again.
I would like to visit it once, but it would take me 3 or 4 days to really see the museum.
You can say that again.
And we'll find out why as we read through the article today, because this is not a small museum. And there are so many things to see, you cannot see this museum in just one day. Let's find out why it's so special. Please join us on page 94 as we look at the first paragraph.
还是要我们再做讲解，是一段一段做讲解。 最后我们从头到尾念一下，也同时训练我们的听力。
Right. Paris, city of light and of art. A playland for lovers and a painter's dream. What better place to situate the Louvre, considered by many to be the world's best museum of art? What makes this museum so worthy of that honor? Yes, we'll be in Paris today. That's how we say Paris in English. It is the capital and largest city of France. And it has a nickname, City of Light. When you see the City of Light, it refers to Paris, and it's a city of art. It's a playland for lovers, too. It's a place where young people like to go. It's just a very romantic kind of place. And it's a painter's dream. If you walk through Paris, you can see lots of people just in parks and by the side of the road or by the side of the river painting all the time. So it seems like a good place to situate the Louvre, or to place, or to position, or to put it. And the Louvre is considered the world's best museum of art by quite a few people. Now, wait a minute. There are a lot of wonderful museums of art. What makes the Louvre worthy of the honor of being called the world's best museum?
不过第二个句子, what better place to situate the Louvre, 也就是罗浮宫安排它的位置, 还有哪一个比安排在巴黎更好的地方呢? 显然意思就是说, Paris is the best place to place the Louvre in.
That's right. We can use situate for a lot of geographic explanation. For example, this city is situated between two rivers, or this country is situated in that mountain range. Dun dun.
And also we have another word that is also commonly used, located.
Yes.
But in terms of pronunciation, quite a few Chinese will say located because they learned this kind of pronunciation directly from the dictionary. But quite a few Americans would say located. Instead of located, right.
Yeah, I use located, but you hear both pronunciations. Shall we go ahead?
Please.
The next paragraph is quite long and contains a lot of historical information, so please listen carefully. The museum building, or more properly, the complex of buildings themselves, is a good place to start. As with most Western and a few Asian and South American museums, large palaces or other traditional architecture are used to house museums of art and of natural science. In the case of the Louvre, officially known as Palais du Louvre, the Palace of the Louvre, the main building used today was formerly the fortress of King Philip Augustus in the 12th century. Not until 1546 did King Francis I begin to redesign and add on to the fortress. Subsequent kings did the same, especially during the 17th century, with major additions by Louis the 13th and Louis the 14th. Not only did these kings and their ministers add to the buildings, they also stocked within their rooms the finest art that money could buy. After the French Revolution, the Palais de Louvre was opened to the public. In the early 19th century, both Napoleon and Napoleon III added to both the structures and the collections. A controversial see-through glass pyramid-shaped structure was added by the architect I.M. Bay in the 1980s. As a consequence of centuries of continuous construction and the amassing of art treasures, today the Louvre offers a world-class collection of both French and foreign art. We call this a real mouthful.
A mouthful, 就是mouthful, 就是一嘴的好多东西，哇，讲个没完的东西。
Yeah, this is quite a bit here, but let's just cut to the chase. Let's go to the most important part of the meaning of this long paragraph. As I said, it talks about the history of the Louvre, which is a complex of buildings. It's not only one building. It used to be a palace. In fact, it started as a fortress, which is the same thing as a fort, F-O-R-T. F-O-R-T, except maybe a little bigger. A fortress was the old kind of palace which kings lived in to protect themselves. Over the centuries, by many, many French kings, the Louvre was expanded, it was made larger, and of course, more and more art was bought and then put into the rooms of the Louvre. The most recent addition, I think all Chinese are famous of, in the 1980s, Mr. I.M. Bay, a Chinese, designed a pyramid-shaped structure, which is made of glass, or at least a see-through material, so that you can look through it into other parts of the Louvre. Some people liked it, and some people didn't. That's why we say it was controversial. And today, at least, the Louvre holds a world-class collection of French and foreign art, if not the world's greatest collection of art.
刚才呢, 武大哥特别提到一个chase, 什么cut, 又什么chase, 诶,我们把这个字拼一下, 同时告诉我们这是什么意思。
Okay, cut to the chase, this is a slang expression, cut, C-U-T, chase, C-H-A-S-E, chase. If you cut to the chase, the idea is that you get to the main point. Tell me the main idea. Don't tell me all the details and the background and the statistics and the facts of dates or people's names. Just tell me the main idea. This expression comes from action movies. Some people love to see action movies, but what they really want to see is the car chases. The police cars chasing the bad guys and all the shooting and fighting. They just want to see this part of the movie. So don't show me the beginning love story and don't give me the background. Cut to the chase. That means fast forward. Get right to the action part of the movie. And that's why we say, okay, okay, don't give me all the details, just cut to the chase. What is the main idea?
Yeah, just to make a long story short.
Yeah.
长话短说呢, 把这个精华部分告诉我, 原来是指的是动作片呢, 我们看的都是汽车追逐战的时候, 那个是比较精彩, 那个所以因此就是 cut to the chase, 就是, hey, 把精华的告诉我就好了, 其他不必了。 但在这里的, in terms of usage, we have a very good word that is on line 4. Toward the end, we have this word house. Mm. House 是一个房子, 但 if it is used as a verb, it means?
to keep or stock or supply or hold or accommodate.
Accommodate is the right word. This is spelled
A-C-C-O-M-M-O-D-A-T-E. A-C-C-O-M-M-O-D-A-T-E. Accommodate.
So this auditorium can house 2,000 students. 这个呢大礼堂可以呢所谓容纳那么2000名学生当然也可以用、this auditorium can accommodate 2,000 students. So we have this word accommodate that means exactly the same as house. However, also would like to invite your attention to this word architecture because this is a noun count noun. 也就是同样在第四行 architecture 建筑或者是它用的时候是不能加 s 这是要特别记住的、
right.
还有另外特别注意的念法就是 King Francis 那个千万不要讲 number one 要念 the first
要
加那个 the 这样出来
right for people's names, the first, the second, the third, but if we're talking about World War I, World War II, 但是也可以说 the first World War, the second World War, 有两个念法。
不错，还有呢，另外这边呢 money could buy, 这个用法呢通常是跟最高级、啊、这样使用，就是钱可以买到的。最什么什么什么什么什么的，我们常常可以讲说 ，Hey, that's the best car money could buy. 那是车子可以买到的最棒的，而不是车子可以买到最棒的钱，是钱可以买到的最棒的车子。
嗯、
还有另外哈，也就是在这一页94页最后一行后半段 ，as a consequence of 这个很棒哦，就等于呢 ，as a result of or
because of。
也由于 because of
due to
or
owing to
and what else then
on account of 有很多
由于A-C-C-O-U-N-T on account of or in consequence of、
mm-hmm.
however you have to notice the difference if you want to use as then you've got to use this article as a consequence of、
right.
whereas in consequence of you don't have to use this article right
that's right 不要用In consequence of, 那个比较少用这个 as a consequence of is more commonly used. Well, let's go on. We have another long paragraph here, but this paragraph tells us what some of the treasures in the museum are. The outer shell of a museum, however, no matter how artistic or historic, cannot alone make a museum truly great.The inner collections are, of course, of paramount interest to both the art researcher and art lover alike. The Louvre does not disappoint them. Three of the West's premier works of art are here. The statues Victory of Samothrace and Venus de Milo accompany Leonardo da Vinci's most famous painting, the Mona Lisa.These alone attract art devotees from around the world, but far more awaits them. The French painting collection is, not surprisingly, unsurpassed. Other major painting collections include works from the medieval and Renaissance. The treasures of the French royalty are on display here too, such as their bronzes, miniatures, pottery, tapestries,jewelry, and furniture. Greek, Roman, Egyptian, and Mesopotamian antiquities, as well as early Christian artifacts, are also considered important collections. This, clearly, is not a museum to be seen in one morning. So here we find out what's inside the museum. The last paragraph, we looked at the buildings which are part of the complex of the Louvre.What's inside? Quite a bit, and it's really treasures of the West, important statues and paintings, major collections, these would be of different periods of history, such as the medieval, sometimes we call these the Middle Ages, and the Renaissance, the period of awakening of the West from about the 14th through 16th centuries.as well as foreign works, not only European, but very early works, Greek, Roman, Egyptian, and Mesopotamian, including both African, Asian, as well as early European civilizations. All kinds of things are on display. Don't kid yourself. If you go on a tour and they plan one morning for you at the Louvre, forget it. You haven't seen the museum. Don't kid yourself.
Of course. And also, by the way, I have to mention that the atmosphere in any of the rooms over there is tranquil, very quiet, because all the works on display hold people in awe.
Mm-hmm. So don't go there to chat with your friends because it's air-conditioned. When you're in a museum in a Western country, you should keep quiet. You can talk quietly to each other, but it's not a place to bring the kids who go running and screaming through the museum. Please,
yes.
No.
And also, one thing we have to mention, though, is that you are not supposed to carry your cameras with you.
That's right. You cannot take pictures in most museums. And believe me, you don't need to. There are postcards, there are books, and by professional photographers, they take much better pictures than you and I do, and they're not that expensive, and they're available in the many, many gift shops which are placed around the museum.
它还有中文方面的这些书籍，它有各种语言的，这些非常非常的好，方便。那在这儿我要特别谈到一个很好的用法。 On display, 就是展出，也等于 on exhibition. 那都要用 on. His works are on display or on exhibition at the museum. How do you, by the way, spell this word exhibition?
Exhibition. 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 Now let's continue to the next paragraph. Finally, the site of the museum complex contributes to the mystique of the Louvre. Paris has long been considered one of the world's most charming cities, with its endless winding streets amidst spectacular royal and religious architecture. The fortress built by King Philip Augustus was situated on the right bank of the Seine, overlooking, at that time, splendid bucolic scenery. Today, this prime location is within walking distance of many major Parisian tourist attractions, like the Cathedral of Notre Dame, the Royal Palace, and the National Library. One could easily spend a whole week touring the heart of Paris, centered around the Louvre. Although we earlier talked about how the Louvre was situated, we simply said that it was situated in Paris, but Paris is a fairly large city. It is one of the three largest cities of Europe, and the position of the Louvre within Paris is also very, very special. It contributes to its mystique. It's in a place which makes people feel very comfortable and very special. It has very good views of the city. The city itself of Paris has everything from modern architecture to 1,000-year-old buildings, such as churches, cathedrals, palaces, fortresses, and so on. Also, near the Louvre, we say within walking distance. This is a phrase which is very useful when you travel. It means not far away from the place you are visiting. You can see the Cathedral of Notre Dame, one of the world's most beautiful buildings, the Royal Palace, and the National Library.
刚才 within walking distance 其实是一个很好的用法，走几步路就到了。比如说那个这个邮局，这没多远，走几步路就到了。The post office is within walking distance. 有时候可以用 within a stone's throw.
Yeah, good one. It's just a stone's throw from here, or it's within a stone's throw from here. Usually that would be about 50 to 100 meters for most people. Very nearby. You can walk there in a minute or two.
可是对我体重快呢，200公斤的走路还算是很轻松的。
Okay, let's finish up with our last paragraph. Taken all together, then, the Louvre holds its own as one of the best museums, if not the best, among the dozens of major and internationally famous art museums around the world. Its many and varied buildings, the unparalleled collection of prestigious works of art, and the delightful sight of the grounds overlooking France's most famous river, all contribute to make the Palais du Louvre a must-see attraction for the serious art connoisseur and art museum goer alike. Meet you at the Louvre. In our concluding paragraph, we remind you of the reasons that the Louvre can be considered the world's best art museum, certainly one of the best, because of its buildings, the architecture, the fantastic collections of works of art, as well as its particular position or location in the city of Paris.
好，我们现在就从头到尾念一下，同时训练我们的听力。
The Louvre, the world's best museum. Paris, city of light and of art. A playland for lovers and a painter's dream. What better place to situate the Louvre, considered by many to be the world's best museum of art? What makes this museum so worthy of that honor? The museum building, or more properly, the complex of buildings themselves, is a good place to start. As with most Western and a few Asian and South American museums, large palaces or other traditional architecture are used to house museums of art and of natural science. In the case of the Louvre, officially known as Palais du Louvre, the Palace of the Louvre, the main building used today was formerly the fortress of King Philip Augustus in the 12th century. Not until 1546 did King Francis I begin to redesign and add on to the fortress. Subsequent kings did the same, especially during the 17th century, with major additions by Louis XIII and Louis XIV. Not only did these kings and their ministers add to the buildings, they also stocked within their rooms the finest art that money could buy. After the French Revolution, the Palais du Louvre was opened to the public. In the early 19th century, both Napoleon and Napoleon III added to both the structures and the collections. A controversial see-through glass pyramid-shaped structure was added by the architect I.M. Bay in the 1980s. As a consequence of centuries of continuous construction and the amassing of art treasures, today the Louvre offers a world-class collection of both French and foreign art. The outer shell of a museum, however, no matter how artistic or historic, cannot alone make a museum truly great. The inner collections are, of course, of paramount interest to both the art researcher and art lover alike. The Louvre does not disappoint them. Three of the West's premier works of art are here. The statues Victory of Samothrace and Venus de Milo accompany Leonardo da Vinci's most famous painting, the Mona Lisa. These alone attract art devotees from around the world, but far more awaits them. The French painting collection is, not surprisingly, unsurpassed. Other major painting collections include works from the medieval and Renaissance. The treasures of the French royalty are on display here too, such as their bronzes, miniatures, pottery, tapestries, jewelry, and furniture. Greek, Roman, Egyptian, and Mesopotamian antiquities, as well as early Christian artifacts, are also considered important collections. This clearly is not a museum to be seen in one morning. Finally, the site of the museum complex contributes to the mystique of the Louvre. Paris has long been considered one of the world's most charming cities, with its endless winding streets amidst spectacular royal and religious architecture. The fortress built by King Philip Augustus was situated on the right bank of the Seine, overlooking, at that time, splendid bucolic scenery. Today, this prime location is within walking distance of many major Parisian tourist attractions, like the Cathedral of Notre Dame, the Royal Palace, and the National Library. One could easily spend a whole week touring the heart of Paris, centered around the Louvre. Taken altogether, then, the Louvre holds its own as one of the best museums, if not the best, among the dozens of major and internationally famous art museums around the world. Its many and varied buildings, the unparalleled collection of prestigious works of art, and the delightful sight of the grounds overlooking France's most famous river, all contribute to make the Palais du Louvre a must-see attraction for the serious art connoisseur and art museum goer alike. Meet you at the Louvre.
刚才在这里的 overlooking 是一个很棒的用法的最后一段，也就是常常我们在看写句子的时候，这个呢，他的家呢是站在坐落在山头，可以俯瞰着整个山谷。我们说 his house is located on top of the hill, overlooking the whole valley.
Right.
常常这样使用，对不对？
And we also use this for very tall buildings in the city.They may attract you by saying, come up to our restaurant, which overlooks the city,so you can enjoy a meal and a great view at the same time.
当然呢，你就要付出更多的钱了，对不对？所以一些很好的这些景观呢，通常呢都是代价是蛮高的。
Well, that's it for today's program on the Louvre. Join us next week when we talk about some excellent universities. Till then, bye-bye.
再见。